Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for that. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hello, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Saturn in our southern skies. Mars will set around about 11 p.m. Saturn will be setting a little bit earlier at 9 p.m., but this should give you plenty of time to spot these magnificent celestial wanderers. Now, the moon this week is approaching its full moon phase. This, of course, means that spotting faint objects here in the heavens will be very difficult indeed.
And this week we've got an update on a planet that has been thought to be the closest to Earth in terms of being an inhabitable space. Do I have that right?
Indeed. We turn our attention this week to the nearest star to our sun. It is the small, dim, red dwarf named Proxima Centauri. Now, a few months ago, we learned that a possible Earth-like world was discovered around this small star. This caused quite a bit of stir in the scientific community, and several groups of astronomers have been arguing over what this place may really be like. Two groups of astronomers have now announced two very different versions of this planet. The first team, based out of Europe, have claimed that this mysterious planet may be completely covered in water, an ocean world. In fact, they have gone so far as to suggest that this ocean is 200 kilometers deep.
That sounds a bit detailed for something that's so far away. What's the other opinion?
Well, the other team consists of astronomers from all around the world, and they have poured water, if you will, on the idea that this may be an ocean world. In fact, general consensus amongst astronomers is that it is way too early to discern anything about this planet other than it exists.
And how did they come up with the idea that it could be a water world? Did they image the planet?
Well, their theory is based on mathematical calculations. But within these calculations, there is a great deal of margin for error. In fact, if you ask most astronomers about this planet, they will tell you that it will be years before we are able to even get a pixel of light from this planet. So it will remain a mystery till then.
And it's not one we're going to be visiting either, right?
Not in the near future. But I wouldn't give up hope that this world may have life or even water on it. But right now, it's just too early to tell.
Christopher Phillips and another fascinating report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.